Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thank you for being here. Don't forget, tell folks to tune in at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We are live at the website, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern at this time. Monday through Friday, so you can check us out. But yeah, check us out at the website. Let's see, we're also now doing something a little different, and my volume seems to be a little whack. Hang on just a minute while I address my, yeah, look at that. Sound settings went down. No clue as to what causes that, why that happens. It's like some bug jumps in to the machine and trashes the volume. I have no idea why that is. It's so bizarre. Anyway, all right. Wow, look at that. Little distortion. We'll get rid of that. And I think we're good to go. Okay. So good morning again. And welcome aboard. Good to have you with me. You can catch us at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Also, catch us live at Spreaker. And I'm working on breaking the hours out into 1 hour, 3 1-hour segments that you'll be able to digest on your favorite podcast. And we are available there by distribution. And let me see if I can get over there and I can tell you. Yeah. Okay. So we are on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spreaker. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeart. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Castbox. We're on Deezer, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and GeoSavin. GeoSavin? J-I-O-S-A-A-V-N. GeoSavin. So we're on all of those platforms. We were on Audible, but I don't know. Amazon bumped me. I'm not sure what that was about, but we'll try to get back on there as well. So just to let you know, we're on all of your favorite podcasts, and I am now putting up live shows each day, so that's exciting. We're on KHNC in Colorado in the mornings at 7 a.m. Excuse me. And I'll be letting them know that we've got a fresh programming to put up for them. Wow, I just swallowed my own saliva down the wrong pipe. Hang on. One of the lingering effects of the tracheotomy that I had. And it's so bizarre because I went in and we got checked out and they said, you don't have a problem. Everything's great. No worries. And I'm like, okay, well, except that I can feel a worry. Well, we've looked down there, sir, and we don't find anything. I beats me. I can just tell you that it doesn't work the way that it used to. That's all I can say. Anyway, it's all good. God's in charge. All good to go. Okay, so I've got Reverend Dean Nelson coming up at 8:30. Then at 9 o'clock, and it's, by the way, National Day of Prayer. Boy, can we use prayer, huh? Started the day out with prayer, by the way. Praying with Pastor Carl and Lady Devon in their morning prayer time. And so that was a lot of fun. Always enjoy doing that. Tuesdays and Thursdays. I missed Tuesday because of the acute sinus infection that I had. And by the way, if you are suffering from an acute sinus infection, let me see if I can get the... Well, hang on. Okay, so it's... do I have... I think I have it. Let me find that that text for you and get that up on the screen real quick. Should be under M. There it is. Look at that. It is under M. Okay, so there it is. MyChronicSilver.net. MyChronicSilver.net. Now, I've had Dr. Judy has been on here and talked about this stuff, and she highly recommends this. So does Peter McCullough, by the way. But MyChronicSilver.net. I use the nasal spray, but I also use the dietary supplement. And if you go to MyChronicSilver.net, let's see, MyChronicSilver.net, and use the code CHOSEN. I don't have that in here. I don't know why I don't have that in here. I should have that in here. Let me see. Code CHOSEN. And that will give you a discount. They actually will give you a discount if you use the code CHOSEN. And yeah, that'll be kind of nice for you. But if you go over there to the mychronicsilver.net and popping that up for you. There you go. Wow, I got a bunch of names up on there. Let me get that out. Let me get that out. We'll leave that one there. And we'll take those two down just for right now. Okay, so there you go. Mychronicsilver.net, all natural products made here in the USA. And this Mychronic Silver dietary supplement, I take that. If you're having any issues with shingles, I recommend the topical spray. Works incredible. I do two dosages of that, and my little shingles outbreak is done. Over, finished, it's out. I also use the oleazone salve on my leg and on my ankles and on my knee. When I don't, I notice a huge difference. So encourage you with that. There's a smaller version. There's the nasal mist. And so, I'm going to do that right now, as a matter of fact. Right here in front of you. This is the nasal mist. Now, this one has a little menthol to it. The other one that I use is just straight silver. But here we go. There we go. And that is incredible because it gets up into the nasal passage. And it goes after, you know, the sinus infection itself, right at the root, right at the cause. And, great stuff. So, and here's something else that I take, this Arcanum 1200, and that helps tremendously with pain and with my mobility as well. Now, there is a disclaimer. Which is the statements on this page have not been evaluated by the FDA. Any products seen or motioned are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. We have to say that. I can just tell you my own testimony. This is what's happened for me. When I use this, my shingles goes away. When I take this supplement, the sickness that I'm battling, it seems to have a dramatic impact on it. When I spray it into my nose, it makes a difference. So there you go. That's all I can tell you. Mychronicsilver.net. Mychronicsilver.net, recommended by Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Peter McCullough as well. Use the code CHOSEN. There you go. Use the code CHOSEN. All right. Let's see what else. Well, you know, the news just continues to be flooded with these stories about men in women's dressing rooms and just the insanity, the absolute insanity that we continue to see. And I wish I could tell you that it was going to go away real soon. This is kind of interesting. So, some of y'all may know, or have heard of, Sean Fuke. He's been, doing some pretty cool revival stuff. And, he was walking through the airport the other day and, gave a little rant. Let's see if I can, Christian here leaders. We go. Let's see if I can get that to come up. And
the Salt Lake City Airport, and just thought I'd give a few thoughts really quick. I don't care if they call me a Christian nationalist. I don't care if they call me a mega pastor, whatever that means. All right, so I'm here walking through the Salt Lake City Airport, and just thought I'd give a few thoughts really quick. I don't care if they call me a Christian nationalist. I don't care if they call me a mega pastor, whatever that means. I like the labels, they don't affect me. You know why? Because I want to stand for truth. And of course, I want to see Christian leaders writing the laws in our land. I mean, it talks about in Proverbs, you know, when the wicked are in rule, the people mourn. And that's what's happening right now. Not only that, but they're pushing for the mutilation of our children, cutting off of perfectly functioning body parts under the guise of gender-affirming care. We also see abortion on demand happening in states up until the moment of birth. I mean, this is horrific. We see the normalization of pedophilia. I mean, you're just seeing, like, the demonic run rampant. So, yes, I'm unapologetically going to stand for truth, biblical values, life. This is the stuff we all believe in. And guess what? The labels, they don't scare me, baby. I've been called everything and anything under the book, and I don't care. It's time to stand up for Jesus. It's time to stand up for righteousness. I'm writing a little op-ed on this. I'll share later. God bless you all.
Folks, I could not agree more. I could not, more fully endorse what he's sharing and what he said. I'm not affected by the labels of those in the world. I'm only affected by one thing, by what my Lord and Savior has to say. And I'll be back to share with you what his word has to say about evil and what his word has to say about our obligations to push back against evil. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, watching Chosen Generation Radio right here on TECN TV, TECNTV.com. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees,
use the promo code Pastor Greg. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. Again, use the promo code Pastor Greg.
We're selling our best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800.
Use the promo code Pastor Greg. Call 800-656-1943. 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Wow. Okay, so, I kind of lost myself there for a minute. Coming up at the top of the next hour, I'm going to play for you portions of the India service that we did last week. And just absolutely incredible what God did. We had somewhere between 600 and 800 people that came to the meeting last week. And let me give you just a quick preview of that so you can kind of see what I'm talking about there. So between 600 and 800 people that came to the meeting last week, it was huge. It was just absolutely huge. Let's see here. Okay, what are we doing? We are not where I wanted to be. That's where we are. Yeah, that's where I wanted to be. Now let's try this. Okay, so. Where is Pastor Samuel? There he is. And let me grab this real quick. Okay, there. Bring this over here. These are some men that were actually standing just outside of the meeting. And I don't know, why would it not? I'll tell you, Facebook just is sometimes not liking me. There's one of the pictures of the event from last time. I guess I need to go further up. And, okay. I have no idea why this is doing this. Normally, when you do this, you click on it, and it gives you all of these pictures coming up, and then you can click, and you can go from one picture to the next, and we're not doing that today, because I don't know why. Yeah, it's just not letting me do it. Okay, now it's not letting me do anything. Wow. This thing is just acting like it's... Well, I know what it is. It's possessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, get out. Makes no sense whatsoever. It should give me... Okay, well, you can kind of get an idea as to the magnitude and the size of the arrangement. Normally, it will give an arrow out here that will allow me to click on the next picture. And I'm dumbfounded as to what exactly has changed. Let's just log out altogether, and let's try logging back in and see what in the world they're doing. Maybe they're doing something different now. I don't know. This is bizarre. It's beyond bizarre. It's very odd. Same thing. Same issue. No clicking. It does not give me the option. How bizarre. So I can't scroll from picture to picture today. I have no idea why that is. But there, that gives you kind of an idea as to the size of the crowd. It was huge. Anyway, 271 people gave their lives to Jesus Christ. We had 103 people that received healing. Let's see. Where do I have that written down? So, Mm-hmm. 703 people have accepted Jesus Christ so far this month. 351 people have given testimony about being healed in our meetings. Praise God. So, wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right. Please keep praying for us. We'll be having a meeting again today. Reverend Dean Nelson joins me, Human Coalition. The Supreme Court decided to go ahead and leave the abortion pill in place. So we'll talk a little bit about that subject. And then also, let me see, Planned Parenthood put out their new annual report showing its priorities: more government funding, a higher number of abortions, and fewer health services. And Reverend Nelson has some comments with regards to what Planned Parenthood is doing, what their plans are, what they've been up to. And hopefully, man, this chair has sunk. If you see this or not. You see that? It's like I'm sinking down into a hole here in this chair. Just dropping, dropping, dropping. All right. Final thoughts as I go into this break. Please be sure and share. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Reverend Nelson. Should be good. Rafael Cruz will be joining us at some point today. Today is National Day of Prayer. Hope you've made plans. I just hope you're praying for our country every day, honestly. Because, boy, we absolutely need it. And, our country, our nation needs prayer. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Let's see if I can make this all sync together. A couple of buttons to push, and we're good to go. There we go.
So up next, we have Clan Slight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned in. Excited to be live streaming with you on our Spreaker stream, as well as our audio video coming across to you, TECNTV.com. And you can go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com and watch us right now at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And I'm very, very excited to have with me from the Human Coalition, I want to welcome Reverend Dean Nelson. Reverend Nelson, good to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Excited to be with you always, my friend. God bless you. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I just want to remind folks, I love the name Human Coalition because it, you know, people on the other side, right? They kind of go, we like the human coalition. And then they get in and they begin to discover, you know, truth.
Yes.
They begin to discover truth. And I just absolutely love that approach.
Well, we started out years ago as Online for Life and recognized that if we wanted to effectively engage the culture, we needed a name that that would get us there. And just as you said, we believe in humanity, the Imago Dei. Mm-hmm. All of us are created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. And even if we are pre-born, outside, not yet outside of the womb, we still deserve protection. And so we love the idea of being called this Human Coalition.
Amen. Amen. Well, and that's, you know, a great part of what we're here to talk about today is one of those organizations that claims to be about, you know, I mean, their name says, right, we are Planned Parenthood. Okay, well, that sounds pretty good on the outset. If you would just stick with that, you know, we might be okay with that. But that doesn't seem to be their primary mission, Reverend Nelson. They don't seem to be focused on that thing called parenthood or life. Talk to me about, you know, the misconceptions regarding Planned Parenthood, and then what their newest annual report proves about those misconceptions.
Man, there's a lot that we can say, but I'll start simply by saying I remember reading in the scriptures where the Satan masquerades as an angel of light. So even from a biblical and spiritual context, we know sometimes that the enemy will project certain things that are not really true. And boy, have I learned that with Planned Parenthood, and certainly working in government and in politics also, that's a reality. And the reality is, as you've stated, Planned Parenthood, as it is known now, originally wasn't known by that name. Its founder, Margaret Sanger, actually had a few names for the organization before it became Planned Parenthood, but that was a strategic move so that they could subtly get their vision and their mission across to people that otherwise might not be suspecting that it was as diabolical as it is. And it has now grown to be the largest abortion provider in the country, and based on their most recent annual report, they have increased. Even though abortion tends to be decreasing, Planned Parenthood's numbers in abortion continue to increase. In fact, this year will be the second largest number of abortions that they have ever done in their history, 374,155, according to their most recent annual report, which represents, Pastor, 40% of all abortions in the United States. They are not Planned Parenthood. They're not really parenting or preparing people for that, because they've even reduced their services. And if you really drill down, there's really nothing that is about this organization that is advocating for parenthood.
Now they, you know, the arguments that they run people out there talking about, when you get into this, they say, well, no, you know, we're all about, you know, mammograms, and we're all about, you know, women's health and so on. How do you arm the pro-life movement to be able to speak back to that issue?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I would say there's some great allies in the pro-life movement, particularly our friends at Live Action that have done some deep research and exposure on this issue. In the last time that we were able to check from their annual reports, they basically showed very little, if any, services to women in the likes of mammograms. The type of services that they say that they do really are abortion is their primary service that they actually provide. And then other things that they may do with some of their health providers that lead up to that. So things like, you know, taking your temperature, things like, providing, an ultrasound. Those are things that they might do, but they're just a few steps that they lead up to getting the abortion. The type of services that you and I hear people on their side arguing for, those aren't the services that they provide. Almost nothing like those services of mammograms. Planned Parenthood earns probably almost a third of their revenues come through government. A third of their revenues roughly comes through doing abortions, and a third of their revenues roughly come through private donations from large corporations and individuals who embrace their eugenic mindset.
Now, my understanding is that, you know, Planned Parenthood has actually even been asked, do they provide mammogram services? Do they provide, breast cancer screening? And the reality is as I understand it, is that they don't, there aren't, none of their facilities actually have a mammogram machine.
Correct.
On site.
That's right. And in most cases, again, that was exposed by Live Action, they don't even do that many referrals. But they don't, in their surgical abortion facilities, they don't have the capability to do mammograms. So that's off the table for Planned Parenthood. And again, that is really a smokescreen that they put out to really hide the reality of what their real mission is. And that is doing abortions. Look, it's less than 10 years ago, they made the decision not only to reduce the number of surgical abortion facilities that they have in rural areas, but that plan was to increase the number of surgical abortion facilities that they have in minority as well as in urban areas. And if you were a Planned Parenthood affiliate and you did not do abortions, you are no longer welcomed in Planned Parenthood. It is a strategic business model that they have developed over the last years that focused specifically on their mission, which is providing abortions for women.
There's a YouTube piece that is out there that Live Action actually put together. You know what? I'm just gonna take a couple minutes and folks, I'm just gonna play this for you real quick, and then Reverend, we'll get your follow up comments on it, because it speaks to exactly what you're talking about. This was in response to, they'd spent over $104 million on fundraising and public policy. Planned Parenthood did. Okay.
Yes.
Check this out. They received over $350 million every year in taxpayer funds. In light of recent scandal and proposed federal budget cuts, Planned Parenthood launched a multi-million dollar public relations campaign.
What's going to happen as a result of this, if this bill would ever becomes law, millions of women in this country are going to lose their health care access, mm-hmm. not to abortion services, to basic family planning, mammograms.
Here we go.
Hi, Samantha. I have a quick question. I was hoping that I could come into Planned Parenthood for a mammogram. Do you guys provide mammograms?
We do not provide mammograms. Let me give you a number to one family health centers because they're going to be able to advise you a little better than I am because we don't deal with the health side of it so much. We're mostly a surgical facility.
Hi, I just talked to Samantha, I think at your Georgetown clinic. Uh-huh. And she said to talk to you guys about services with mammograms, that you guys provide mammograms.
We don't hear.
Is there any way that I can come in for a breast exam and a mammogram?
Okay, well, unfortunately, we do not offer, like, the mammogram.
Thank you for calling Planned Parenthood. How can I help you?
Does Planned Parenthood provide mammograms of some sort?
We do not.
And I'm hoping I can come in, you know, to get a mammogram. Does Planned Parenthood provide those?
We don't.
We don't do mammograms here, though.
We don't offer mammograms?
No.
Do you provide mammograms?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
No, ma'am, we sure don't. You can try, Christ Community Service.
Does Planned Parenthood provide mammograms?
We don't provide those services. I can give you a referral who does.
Okay, like another clinic, because I'm in Tucson, but I'm willing to travel to another clinic.
Well, it would be at a different agency altogether because we don't provide those services whatsoever.
What's going to happen as a result of this, if this bill would ever becomes law, millions of women in this country are going to lose their health care access, mm-hmm. not to abortion services, to basic family planning, mammograms.
Folks, what you just witnessed, and I know some of you are going to perhaps hear this on the radio, but what was up on the screen was they were calling Planned Parenthood facilities, Reverend Nelson, across the country, Missouri, Georgia, Arizona, Washington, D.C., a variety of places all across the country, different Planned Parenthood locations in different parts of the country, Nebraska, Iowa, Idaho, and in every single instance, you heard the Planned Parenthood employee tell the young lady that was calling, I'm sorry, we don't provide, hello, what? We don't provide mammograms. They lie.
And it's no wonder, brother, that they would lie because their whole organization is founded on lies and deception. From the very beginning, Planned Parenthood's idea was a eugenic mindset that they tried to suggest that they were doing favors to poor and to disabled and to minority communities by helping them. And the reality was that they were simply trying to eradicate, in the words of their own founder, Margaret Sanger, they didn't want word to go out that they wanted to exterminate the Negro population. She wrote that letter in 1939 to their one of their philanthropists, Procter & Gamble. So we understand that the whole foundation of Planned Parenthood has been built on lies and deception. And so we're not surprised that they would lie and deceive people today because they've been doing it for over 100 years.
I want to play this for you as well, folks. And this, again, this is supporting this. There was a church, a pastor, named Chesterson. And I want you to hear what this gentleman has to say. TheWhiteRose.life is who provided this on Instagram. But check this out. This is what was said, but listen to when he said this. Watch this.
Wrote in 1920. Listen, church. This is 1 year before Sanger launches her American Birth Control League. 1 year before she launches the organization. And Chesterton proved how he saw it all. We are not so very far off from even the sacrifice of babies. If not to a crocodile, at least to a creed. The creed of eugenics, the creed of Darwinism, the creed of neo-Malthusianism, the creed of overpopulationism. Some people are good and some people are bad, so we will position ourselves as the high priests of humanism and decide who lives and who dies. 1920, he writes that in a newspaper in England. Where was the church?
I hear that. And I'm choked up. My spirit is crying. Because the church has been silent. We talk about indoctrination. Planned Parenthood is going in. This Alfred Kinney, the idea of the sexualization of children has been embraced. That's the baseline of this Planned Parenthood movement. And these politicians, including the governor of Texas, that are pushing for 4-year-olds for mandatory preschool, they are pushing for the indoctrination of our children. And Planned Parenthood's goal is an abortion by the time your daughter is 9 years old.
Well, Pastor, what you are saying is 100% true from the standpoint of their mission has always been, and we've talked to former abortionists. They said, look, our goal was to become the sex experts in these children's lives, and we wanted to get an abortion out of these girls. A great friend of mine who was once on the board of Planned Parenthood in New York City, when she said that she saw their diabolical plan, she brought it up to them. Why are you planting all of these clinics in urban communities? And why are you working with the school system to have these publicly health clinics that Planned Parenthood works through the school system? We have to be on guard as parents and certainly as the church to make sure that we don't allow this deception to creep in. We've got a role to play, and I'm often reminded of the great words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said that the church must be reminded that it is not the master nor the servant of the state, but it is called to be the conscience of the state. And if the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal, it becomes an irrelevant social club without moral or spiritual authority. And this is really why Human Coalition has partnered with the church, particularly the Church of God in Christ, which is one of the largest African-American-led denominations in the country with 6.5 million members. We're working closely with the Southern Baptist Convention. We've partnered with the Assemblies of God because we have to awaken the church and remind them of our role as a prophetic voice within our culture to stand for the things that God stands for and to hate the things that God hates. And so we're pleased at Human Coalition of the great work that we get to do every day by serving women, hopefully encouraging those women to make a healthy choice for themselves and their preborn children. 76% of the women that we engage who are seeking abortions say that they would choose to parent if their circumstances were different. So, Pastor Greg, we see it vital, whether it's in Texas or whether it's in states across the country where we're doing our great work through our telecare or through our women's clinics, to engage with the church. Because when we connect with these women and they make the decision to keep their child, what they need is a good handoff to a community that loves them, that forgives them, and encourages them to a life of dependency on Christ, not on government.
Amen. Amen. Speaking about and where that information that I gave you about the 4-year-old, and them coming in and to 9, were a couple of sources. One of them, her name I'm not remembering right this second, but she's a former owner of abortion of Planned Parenthood in Dallas. Evers, I think, was her last.
Carol Everett, maybe?
Yeah, Carol Everett. Yes. Carol yes. Everett. I met her 10 years ago when I first started my show. Carol Everett, yes. And she talks about the indoctrination. And then just recently, if you haven't seen it, folks, I play it as a lead-in to hour number 3, I believe it is. Yeah, hour number 3. And it's a documentary called The Mind Polluters. And if you haven't seen The Mind Polluters, go to themindpolluters.com. You've got to see this film. And Monica Klein worked as an advocate working with Planned Parenthood, not for them, but with them, for nearly 10 years before she woke up to realize what they were doing. And now she is a very strong advocate for life, and she is an advocate for exposing the absolute evil and wickedness that is associated with their ideology and with their agenda. And she appears in this film, The Mind Polluters. And it's going to stun you. It's going to shock you. The gal who uncovered the graph that was in Kinney's book and went on Phil Donahue is interviewed in this documentary. And they tried to laugh her off the stage on Phil Donahue. But when she told Phil, she said, "Bring up the graph. You guys want to laugh at me, that's fine. Bring up the graph, because the graph is real. You can't argue with the page in the man's own book. Here it is." And when they did that, the crowd fell silent. Because on that page, they showed that they had taken a 5-month-old baby and forced a 5-month-old baby to endure multiple orgasms. A 5-month-old baby. And they called it science. There really aren't words, are there, Reverend?
No words. But we know that the enemy, working through people, invents ways of evil. And we simply need to encourage each other to be the light, but not just to hide it under a bushel, but we need to be out within the culture, standing for righteousness and justice as we honor God.
We've got to recognize that we are fighting evil, that we are on the right side of this argument when we push back for life, that this is a life, that although they are yelling and screaming and hollering about a woman's right, the reality is that the right to choose is at the point at which you have sex. That's the point at which you're making a choice, because the purpose of sex is procreation. That's its purpose. And if you're engaged in it, then you run that. That is a potential outcome that you're saying, I am willing to accept that responsibility. If you're not, don't do it. That's where you make the choice. That's where you make the decision.
100%.
Now, I realize that a lot of young women out there and young men are looking for some kind of validation, some kind of sense of importance, some kind of sense of value or sense of worth. Young girls are pressured. Used to be young girls were the ones getting the pressure. Now, in many instances, it's the young man. Because now it's become in vogue for the girl to run around and say, hey, you know, how many guys have you slept with, as though that's a good thing. Perfect example, Gwyneth Paltrow, headline. Ben Affleck is better in bed than Brad Pitt. Now, folks, that means she screwed Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt. That also means that Ben Affleck and Brad Pitt both had sex with the same woman. I'm sorry. I feel sad for all of them. I feel bad for all of them that they're caught up in that culture, which is a spiraling culture that spirals into death. Final minute, if you don't mind, Reverend.
Listen, man, we are living in a culture where things are upside down and we are calling evil good and good evil. At the end of the day, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that sets things right, and the church is the vehicle that God has chosen to do that. We're pleased at Human Coalition to be a Christ-centered organization that uses our efforts to engage with women to help them to make that healthy choice to choose life for themselves and for their preborn child. We invite people to visit us at humancoalition.org, where they can find out more about our organization and find some fantastic videos that can tell the story in winsome ways of how we effectively engage with our culture. We are on the right side of history. We stand on the shoulders of great men and women who have fought for righteousness and justice, and we will not deter, we will not end until our fight is over or until Jesus returns. Thank you so much, Pastor Greg, for the opportunity to be with you again.
Thank you, Reverend Nelson. I greatly appreciate it. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two, coming up right after this brief break.